Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has spoken to Breach Quinn, mother of 21-year-old Paul Quinn, brutally murdered 13 years ago. His family always held the IRA responsible. Conor Murphy, Sinn Féin's Northern Ireland's finance minister, wrongly claimed in 2007 that Mr. Quinn was involved in smuggling and criminality. And for 13 years, Paul Quinn's mother, Breach, has campaigned on her son's behalf. Now, Breach Quinn is on the line, I think. Breach, good evening.
Good evening.
And
good
thank evening. You once again for joining us on Drive Time. Yesterday, Conor Murphy retracted those comments that he had made. He apologised to the Quinn family. And I understand in the last hour, Breach, Mary Lou MacDonald has spoken to you.
Yes, Mary Lou called. I spoke to her for about 10 or 15 minutes. I thanked her for coming out and saying that Paul was not a criminal, and Michelle O'Neill as well. I said Conor Murphy said he was, that he apologised for the hurt he caused us, but he has not said that Paul was not a criminal. I have asked her to ask him to say those words publicly. She said she will speak to him. I said, but will you ask him to say those words? That's what we want to hear. She talked about it would be better if we sat around the table and talked about it. I said I wouldn't be sitting around the table until he said those words. I said, Mary, you are a mother. If your son was called a criminal, would you, like me, want those words lifted? And she said, yes, she would. She said Conor Murphy was writing to us, but that she would speak to him. But she did not say, no matter how many times I've asked her, to say, will she ask him to say that Paul Quinn was not a criminal? She just said, I will speak to Conor Murphy.
And it's that sentence is what you need to hear, Breach. Paul was not a criminal.
Yes, that's the sentence. In fact, he said when he was a politician, he doesn't know why he said that Paul was a criminal, but yet he held it for 13 years and put us through hell. And just the other day when Mary Lou was interviewed on the radio or on the television and put under pressure, she came out and said it.
She said?
She said Paul was not a criminal.
Yes, she has stated that,
and yes,
Conor Murphy
with
Tommy Gorman. Conor Murphy with in his interview with Tommy Gorman, he did accept that Paul was not involved in criminality.
Yeah, but he didn't say it out when he was apologising. He didn't say that. You know, I apologise to the Quinn family. Your son was not a criminal. He didn't say those words. He apologised for what he has put us through. He said he shouldn't have said it. But what I can understand, of course somebody can say something in the heat of the moment, and the next day or maybe in a couple of hours after saying, I should not have said that, and then come out, you know, and apologise. And that is okay. But he held on to this and repeated it for 13 years until they were put under pressure and he came out and he half apologised.
Do you still want him to resign as a Stormont minister?
I know he wouldn't be resigning, no. If he comes out and says those words, I'll not ask him to resign, but I would probably have no in his resignation anyway.
You also asked Breach that Conor Murphy speak to the PSNI and the Gardaí to give them the names of the IRA members in the Collyhanna area that he spoke to. Did you ask Mary Lou MacDonald to communicate that to Conor Murphy?
Yes, she said that Conor Murphy did go to the authorities after it happened. I said, well, after he comes out now and says that Paul is not a criminal, the next part now is to go to the PSNI and the Gardaí and to get justice for Paul.
I know you've asked people, did you discuss the general election with Mary Lou MacDonald?
No, well, she just said that they were busy with the election. I said, yeah, Mary, I know that, but the election has nothing to do with Paul. I'm fighting for justice for Paul, regardless whether it's an election or not. She says, yes, I understand that, Bridge.
And did that call, that phone call from Mary Lou MacDonald, does it give you and your husband and your family, your son and daughter, does it give you some comfort?
Yeah, well, I found her dead on to speak to. She didn't try to ram anything down my throat, but she didn't. She wouldn't answer the question that I wanted her to do. She wouldn't say that she would go to Conor Murphy and ask him to say the words that I wanted to say. She did say she'd speak to him, but why she's holding back on these words, I do not know.
Did she offer to meet you, Bridge?
Telling you a lie, I can't remember.
That's okay. You've been the last few days. You told us yesterday at 5 o'clock in the evening you hadn't even had time to have breakfast. So I have some idea.
We had no breakfast until 6:30 yesterday evening.
I know it's the
it was
last few days have been on top of 13 years of heartbreak.
Stephen and I appreciate, you know, yourself and all the other stations and the people coming to support us. And it's nice to have you to put Paul's name out there.
And Bridge, it's been an honour to talk to you, and thank you very much indeed for joining us yet again on Drive Time this evening. That's Bridge Quinn, mother of Paul Quinn.